Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for Gratitude and Promises by Mary Sutherland, read by Leah Martin. I will give thanks to your name for your unfailing love and faithfulness, because your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. Psalm 138:2. I know life can be hard. Some of you are in so much pain that it's almost a grueling task just to breathe. But God knows where you are and what you're going through, and you really can trust Him. The Apostle Paul had a firm grip on this truth when he wrote, "I've learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want." Philippians 4:11, 12. Paul understood and lived by the truth that God is constantly at work in and around us, monitoring every step we take. Paul examined every circumstance, understanding that it had already passed through his Father's hands, with his permission. God came through for Paul, and he will come through for you. To find security and contentment, we must learn to search for the handprints of God in the everyday circumstances of life. Paul had every human right to be angry with God. After all, Paul had been faithful. He'd given up much and endured great pain. And yet, the undercurrent theme of this passage is gratitude. Notice that it's an attitude chosen by Paul. It's a learned perspective. In this verse, learned implies that Paul was educated by experience. In other words, Paul was saying that all of his experiences in life, good and bad, had become his tutor in contentment. The word content can best be defined as contained. Don't miss this truth. Paul had trained himself to focus on his inner resources, the resources his heart contained, rather than the outward circumstances of his life. He chose to be grateful. He chose to praise God, period. We hear his determination in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 when he says, "No matter what happens, always be thankful, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus Christ." Gratitude not only brings contentment, it yields perseverance and produces strength. God entrusts trials to us, giving us the opportunity to choose gratitude. It's easy to practice gratitude when the seas are calm and the skies are clear, but the real test of gratitude is in the midst of the greatest storm of our lives. When our hearts are filled with gratitude, we will find contentment. Choose to practice gratitude. Gratitude is wrapped around trust and contains the element of acceptance. Gratitude understands that God is sovereign and that His ways are not our ways. There will be times when we find it impossible to understand His process, but we can always trust His heart. Remember, you can count on every promise of God. Let's pray. Father, I come to you confessing that I tend to have a heart that's filled with whining and complaining instead of gratitude. Please forgive me. Help me learn to see your hand at work in my life. I want to trust you, even when I don't understand my circumstances. Right now, I choose to praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.